up, everyone, as we take a ride through the corners of corruption, discerning fact from fiction and truth from lies, with your host, George Dunn.
Well, hello, patriots, ladies and gentlemen, folks all around the world. My name is George Dunn, and it's February 16th. Glad to be here today. Glad you guys are tuning in. Hey, so I guess you can see my new logo in my background. People have been jumping in and trying to help me out, and I really appreciate that. They put this together. Really, really sweet. The George Dunn Show. I like that. A lot better than the artwork I was doing. Also, the intro that you just heard, that voice was another friend of mine who jumped in and said, I'd love to do the narration for your show intro. And so that was a serious one. He also sent me a couple that made me laugh. I want to play a few of them for you. Maybe we'll throw them in once in a while just for fun. But I think my friend was having too much fun here. Here's him doing the Pee Wee Herman intro.
Buckle up, everybody!
As we take a ride through the corridors of corruption, discerning fact from fiction and truth from lies, with your host,
George Dunn!
That one's great, isn't it?
Buckle up,
Oops. Everybody! All right, let's try this one. Got this one. I think this is Monty.
All right, all right! Buckle up, everyone! As we take a ride through the corridors of corruption, discerning fact from fiction and truth from lies, with your host, George Dunn. I mean, who else would it be? It's all he does is run his mouth all day, for God's sakes.
All right, and we got a bunch of them, but I'll just play one more. This one's really good. I like this one, personal favorite. He's really good at impressions, impersonations.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the George Dunn Show. He's truly a great guy, very special friend, very handsome, huge heart, really a terrific guy, just fantastic. All the other talk show hosts, total disasters, ask anyone. They all know, and everyone agrees, believe me, he's tremendous, he speaks the truth, and he's here to make your day great again. And now, my really great friend, George Dunn.
All right, so I really appreciate my friends jumping in and helping out with that stuff. That is fantastic. The memory verse of the day. So today I have chosen, remember I told you last episode that I think as Christians, I know we're patriots, but we're Christians first, and maybe some of you aren't Christians that are watching, and I would hope that you'd come to a decision to receive the Lord's gift at some point in your life before it's too late. But even still, this is the best-selling book ever, the Bible. And so this is from the Old Testament, and I'm going to do the memory verse. It's good to exercise the brain, and it fills up your soul and your spirit. So here we go. I think I'm going to do Isaiah 40, 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. All right. Now let me take a look real quick. They shall run. Sounds like I did it all right. All right. So that's the memory verse, Isaiah 40, 31. And now we're off to the first order of business. All right, y'all, first order of business. So you've all heard of Officer Brian Sicknick that was at the Capitol insurrection on January 6th. And they said that he was one of the people, one of the five or so people that died during the insurrection and because of the insurrection. Let's go take a better look at this news story here. So it was breaking, I think, yesterday or day before, that the New York Times, who broke the story that Officer Brian Sicknick was attacked by angry Trump rioters and beaten to death with a fire extinguisher, they walked that story back. It says here, and I'll just read it to you, that the New York Times quietly updates a month-old report cited by the House impeachment managers in their case against Trump to cast doubt that a fire extinguisher strike slain Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Now, here's my notes. Now that the impeachment is over, okay, they release that violent, angry Trump supporters didn't actually kill Officer Brian Sicknick, as was reported by the New York Times and used by the House managers for impeachment prosecution. The timing is so convenient. He actually died of a stroke. Okay, the coroner said, The coroner said that there was no evidence of any blunt trauma to the body at all. Brian Sicknick said he after the insurrection, he got back to his office or his house. He called his brother, and he said that that he had been pepper sprayed, but he's gotten over it. And then later on, maybe the next day, he died of a stroke. I don't know how strokes are related at all to a little excitement or a lot of excitement at a job. But medically, that doesn't seem how strokes work. But regardless, that's just a lie, okay? The New York Times just lied, okay? You can't trust the mainstream media. You can't trust especially liberal newspapers or outlets for news, because it's not news. It's propaganda, okay? A friend of mine, this is anecdotal, but a friend of mine told me that her Chinese friend asked her, why do you even watch the news in America? And she said, why? Well, to get the news. And her Chinese friend said, well, I guess you just haven't caught on here yet in the U.S. And since the U.S. is trending toward China's CCP, Chinese Communist Party, all the news is just propaganda. It's not news. It's propaganda. Soon you'll learn. That's what she said. Soon you'll learn. It's propaganda. It's a disgusting lie. How do you even come up with that? Nobody even on that day, anyone else, you couldn't even mix it up because no one else was beaten with a fire extinguisher. It just came out of nowhere, a fire extinguisher, when the man had a stroke. Another one of the people that died, they said, was from the insurrection, reportedly had a heart attack. Lies. And then, so New York Times should probably be sued for lying. You know, I don't know. I don't know how they work that out. It's got to be something. But it's definitely an abuse of the power that they have. And as you know, the Spider-Man movie says, with great power comes a great responsibility. With great responsibility comes. Well, how does that go? With great power comes great responsibility, and they're misusing it. And to the point, or to the extent that members of Congress are trusting this paper and using it without verifying it, maybe they should be in trouble to prosecute President Trump for the insurrection. House impeachment managers, the Congress, going in there, using the New York Times story, and using it as one of their key things, saying that Officer Brian Sicknick passed away or died because of a, or was murdered because of a fire extinguisher beating, used it in the trial, impeachment against Trump. That's a lie. Who's going to hold these fools accountable? Why do we even have to deal with this? Can't they play fair? You know, propaganda, it's so that they can accomplish their goals. And by using an evil means to get there, you know that they're evil people doing it. Because good people try to play by the rules. It's not a level playing field. But, oh, just remember, even though it seems slanted because you're fighting evil, God's on our side. Okay? God's on the side of good. God's not on our side. We need to be on God's side. I remember when he was talking to Joshua, and Joshua said, "Whose side are you on?" And the Christophany, the Jesus that was there, the Jesus, I believe, said, "No one's. I'm not on anybody's side. You got to get on the side of him." But it's the truth, though, that we're fighting for. And they're using manipulative, just flat-out lying techniques to try to force their agenda. And it's disgusting. But I'll tell you what, I'm having a little thought here about the impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, she just can't let go of her obsession with Trump. Now she wants to start a full-fledged 9/11 style commission to investigate the Capitol riot. She just can't let it go. She can't let it go. I mean, they've already been arresting the people that have that were insurrectionists, okay? And it was a collection of different people. It wasn't all Trump supporters. Although they'd like to have you believe that. Just, you know, there's wackos everywhere. So, you know, if you're making the point that a lot of times even the left gets mad when conservative Christians talking about how bad Muslims can be. Well, we're talking about radical Muslims, okay? We do wish that Muslims all around would come to the saving faith of Jesus. There's only one religion that has a savior. And the reason that there's a savior is because he credited his perfect life to your account if you receive his gift and trust in him. That means that our God is holy because he can't be in the presence of unholiness. What washes you clean if you don't have a savior? Because how good is good enough? Are you sure that your good outweighs your bad? It's not the way it works. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. So she better be careful, this Nancy Pelosi, because now she can't let go of the whole thing. I don't know why she's trying to waste any more of our tax money. It's been millions of dollars on these fake impeachments. And she keeps on going. But Mike Pompeo, it wasn't Mike Pompeo, but I got the news from Mike Pompeo. Love Mike Pompeo. The Republicans have written a letter to Speaker Pelosi demanding answers as to why she denied a request to activate the National Guard ahead of January 6th and why it took her over an hour while the attack was ongoing to approve a request to authorize the National Guard. You see, here's another thing that makes you question. We all know that Trump said peacefully and patriotically protest, okay, march to the Capitol, peacefully and patriotically. But he had already had 10,000 National Guard ready to go to protect D.C. that day. And he offered them, and Mayor Bowser of D.C. rejected it. It appears that Nancy Pelosi was well aware of this fact, and it took her over an hour to approve an ongoing request to authorize what National Guard they did. But they had them there. They had them ready. Trump made it that way. He provisioned for the protection just in case there was anything crazy. Hasn't it always been Trump trying to protect these cities that Antifa and BLM have been burning down through the summer of love? And, you know, big mistake on her part, I think. And I can't wait for the day I don't have to watch her anymore. I mean, just look at her indignance here. She's an awful human being. Now she's not even bothering to take off her masky pad, her face diaper or whatever. Forgive me. I'm sorry. That's, but there's no science in those.
All these cowardly senators who couldn't face up to what the president did.
and what was at stake for our country are now going to have a chance to give a little slap on the wrist. We censor people for using stationery for the wrong purpose. We don't censor people for inciting insurrection that kills people in the Capitol.
She's totally delusional. Completely and utterly, totally delusional. Here we go. We got this. So if you remember who voted, the Republicans that voted to prosecute on the insurrection, it was Burr, Cassidy, Colin Sass, Romney, Murkowski, and Toomey. Here's the information regarding that. This is good news-ish. So Burr and Cassidy supported the impeachment, even though they voted with Senator Rand Paul in January on a motion that impeaching the president after leaving office was unconstitutional. Okay, the only senator that voted in favor of impeaching Trump who faces re-election next year is Murkowski. Burr and Toomey have already said that they would not run for re-election in 2022. Sass and Collins were re-elected for another six-year term in 2020. Romney won't face re-election until 2024. We got to get these guys out. Some of them are going away already naturally, but you got to remember this list. So circling back like Jen Psaki or Psaki or Psaki, Biden's press secretary, to the impeachment. You do remember when Trump said patriotically and peacefully marched to the Capitol. Here he is doing that right now. Just so you can remember. This is what he actually said. Let's see if I can put these on, check out how loud we are.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard today.
Okay, that's what he said. And you do remember, well, maybe you don't remember, maybe you don't even know. That's why I'm here. The House managers totally manipulated footage of the January 6th event so that it would look like, you know, they would cut off things. Like they would say that they would put a clip of him saying, "We got to fight, you know, to take back our country." Hyperbole, as Ted Cruz said, if that's the measure, then almost every politician, probably every politician in any stump speech or any speech is going to have to be impeached because they've all said it. And he wasn't talking about fighting with fisticuffs or fire extinguishers. He was talking about making your voices heard, you know, trying to make America, keep America great, save our country. But here is what all year Democrats have been saying. And this was the defense's counter video, which is not doctored, which is not edited. I mean, other than the start and stop, this is what they've been saying. All of the 4 years, even before they wanted to impeach Trump, before he even became the president, they've got TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. I don't know what's wrong with these people, and why they have such hatred. You know, Jesus said, hatred is like murder of the heart. That's the natural termination of where hatred goes to if you let it continue. So anyway, here is what Democrats say.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. Well, you have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face. I
feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If you're in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, right.
You
know,
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
That might,
take
she
him
might.
Out now.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay
threats
the price.
To scare us.
We're going to go in there, we're going
to... Well, this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Yeah. And so enough about their crap. Circling back again, like Jen Psaki. Psaki? I'm sorry, I can't help it. Biden's press secretary. Circle back, girl. I don't know why I have these on, because I'm listening to these clips. This is Michael Vanderveen, who represented Trump in the show trial about his insurrection, and was interviewed by CBS or CBN, CBSN. And he remember how bad they lie? Man, does he destroy them. You just got to check this out a minute. He even when he's done, well, I don't want to give it away. I don't know if I'm going to watch that far. But this is, and a side note, his house was vandalized because he was supporting Trump, who was acquitted. Okay? Acquitted. Let's listen to this interview for a bit.
Wouldn't have believed it.
Let's follow up with a point that you're making right now about the House managers, as you say, doctoring evidence and the argument.
They didn't deny it.
To be clear for our viewers, what you're talking about now is a check mark. That's a verification on Twitter that did not exist on that particular tweet. A 2020 that should have actually read 2021. And the selective editing, you say, of the tapes. Is that the doctored evidence of what you're speaking?
That's not enough for you? That's not enough for you?
I'm not a juror in this trial. What I'm trying to be clear for our viewers is what you're referring to, because not everybody has been following.
It's not okay to doctor a little bit of evidence respectfully.
I have not said it is okay.
Ma'am, your question is
I want to be clear for our viewers about what exactly you're saying when you say doctored evidence.
The media has to start telling the right story in this country. The media is trying to divide this country. You are bloodthirsty for ratings. And as such, you're asking questions now that are already set up with a fact pattern. I can't believe you would ask me a question indicating that it's all right just to doctor a little bit of evidence. There's more stuff that we uncovered that they doctored, to be frank with you. And perhaps that will come out one day. But we won this case. And I'm not a sore loser, but what happened, or a sore winner, I should say, but what Winning. Should happen is somebody should look at the conduct of these House managers. It's unconscionable. aside from all of the due process violations that my client had. And the media should be looking at it a square, straight way. The straight way. When I watch the news, I watch one station and it's raining. I watch another station at the same time and it's sunny. Your coverage is so slanted, it's got to stop. You guys have to stop and start reporting more like PBS does rather than a TV news show that doesn't have any journalistic integrity at all.
None.
What I'm telling you is that they doctored evidence. And I believe your question says, well, it's only a Twitter check and changing a year of a date here. They switched the date of a Twitter a year to try to connect it to this case.
This is disgusting.
That's not a small thing, ma'am. The other thing they did is they put a check mark on something to make it look like it was a validated account when it wasn't. And when they were caught, they didn't say anything about it. They didn't even try to come up with an excuse about it. And that's not the way our prosecutors or our government officials should be conducting themselves. And the media shouldn't be letting them get away with it either. I'm tired of the biased media on both sides, left and right. What this country wants, what this country needs, is this country to come together, to take the left and the right and find a middle ground and start responsibly being our public officials, our elected officials. And the new and the one of the reasons why they do it is because of the media. Because the media wants to tell their narrative rather than just telling it like it is. And frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm not a media, I'm not in front of your cameras all the time, but what
right.
I've been subjected
Sir,
to this last week.
I understand. I understand, and I've given
you
the opportunity.
You don't want to hear the
truth. He's had it.
Yeah.
He's had it.
I've given you the opportunity. I will remind you that what I said was that for our viewers who have not been following all of the hours of this trial, to be clear about what you are speaking about. And I understand
I'm speaking
that
about
you seem
the House manager's
upset.
Failure to prove their case. That's what I'm telling
and
you. They weren't able to prove their
the
case.
Acquittal. You have won the acquittal of your client.
Yes,
and if you'd
I
like
did.
To continue to talk about this conversation, we can have that discussion.
I don't need
but,
to.
But for me to ask a question,
a slanted question that was set up
question.
To say it's okay for them to cheat. That was your question. Isn't it okay for
that.
Them to
Boom.
Cheat?
I didn't
it's
say
just
that.
A little bit. You
no.
said, to be fair, it was
it's
only
fine.
A check on the Twitter.
Not...
That's what you said. You got to live by your words. That's the problem. The media has to start living by the truth.
Here comes his mic drop. It's awesome.
And not try All to right. create a narrative.
Michael Van Der Veen.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Citizen.
Joining us. I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you taking off your microphone now. That was President Trump's defense attorney, Michael
Yes, it
Van
was.
Veen.
Good guy right there. So that was pretty candid, I think. And, that was just a good interview. So now we've got Fredo's brother, Mayor Cuomo. And he's defending New York's response after the New York Post on nursing home deaths. This guy is a disaster, okay? While his brother Fredo puts him... You know, on the propaganda networks, lauding how great a governor he is. After I think he wrote a book last year saying how great a governor he was. He's a disaster. I feel bad for New York. They got to stop voting for these monsters, and he is a monster. So he's saying that the New York State Department of Health. You know, he got in trouble because he was found to be underreporting the numbers. Of COVID deaths in nursing home facilities, purposely. And why do you think that might be? Well, we're going to get to that. So he says that the New York State Department of Health fully and publicly reported all COVID deaths in nursing homes and hospitals. They've always been fully reported. Okay. So they found out that it was found that they were underreporting them. He's lying, by the way. Then he has the old, and remember, he signed the executive order to send COVID patients in to nursing homes. And the nursing home staffers said, no, you can't do this. We're going to be vulnerable. The aging people and people with immunocompromised systems are going to be, you know, they could be at risk. He said, no, it has to be done. Executive order to put them in there. And we know that that's, and that happened. And they pushed back again. He said, no, you can't do that. And he said, it has to happen. That's the way it's got to be. So it happened. You got all these people dying in nursing homes, so many in numbers in New York that Cuomo doesn't want to report all the numbers. He's just doing damage control right now. Okay. So, now he's pointing fingers at other people. You know who he's pointing fingers at? The staff of the nursing home people. He says, oh, before we even knew about COVID and folks were asymptomatic, yeah, the staff went in and got all the people, all the old people sick. Another disgusting liar. He should just work with his brother Fredo. He used to give wedgies to when they were kids, because we have to listen to all that dumb stuff. Well, you don't have to listen, but you have to know how evil they are. So sometimes you have to listen just to know what kind of crap narrative they're pushing. But this guy's a disaster. I don't really want to spend a bunch of time on him. He's really a murderer. If you look now, the executive order that he actually did sign to put these people in the nursing homes that were COVID patients, it's scrubbed from their website. You can't find it anymore. So hiding should be, he should be criminally prosecuted, no doubt about it. Okay, so enough of Mayor Cuomo, mob boss of the government in New York City. New York, governor, state, sorry about that. I feel bad for you upstate folks. I know you don't want them in there. All right, so Ron DeSantis, probably like maybe the best governor in the country right now. Maybe. You know he was going after big tech. And now, because of their censorship and so on, here's one thing he's doing recently. He's introducing a bill to protect personal data privacy against big tech. He may be, like I said, the best governor in the country. I'm just reading my notes. And he's trying to, you know, these phones that we get, they're wonderful, but there's an evil side to them. And they're trying to monetize your privacy. They pick up everything you do. Here's just a little bit of DeSantis talking about that.
Afternoon. You know, if you go out and buy a phone, you think you pay the money for it and you use it, and that's kind of the way it goes. But I don't think people quite understand what buying this phone means in terms of the amount of information that some of these big tech companies are collecting on you. If you were to buy this phone here in Tallahassee, throw it on the front seat, the passenger seat of your car, and drive to Dallas, Texas, and never use it. Don't use it for directions. Don't make any phone calls. Don't search the web for anything. They are still grabbing information every single minute. They know if you've stopped at a gas station. They know if you've stopped to grab a burger. They know if you've stopped in certain cities or towns. And this really raises huge questions about Floridians' data privacy and what the relationship is between a consumer who's purchasing some of these services or using some of these services and big tech's ability to monetize our privacy.
Okay, so DeSantis, like I said, maybe the best governor in the United States right now. And here's how you stop these 40 or 50 some executive orders, the Biden administration. The states have a lot of power. Okay, all they have to do, and I know the blue states won't do it, and that's unfortunate, but the red states, all you got to do is fight back, like Governor Abbott in Texas. That was DeSantis of Florida. Abbott in Texas is doing a lot of things, like trying to fight Biden on certain things that might hurt his economy. the Texas economy. States need to fight back. Anyway, that's a great start from DeSantis in terms of battling big tech. And I love technology. I really do. I love that we have these various platforms, but I don't want to be censored for my thoughts that this is supposed to be America where we have freedom of speech. But they've been using things like COVID and insurrections and any other thing that they can figure out to try to overreach and say, well, the reason that we're doing this is because of this. The reason we're locking you down is because of COVID. The reason we're taking your jobs is because of COVID. The reason that you're not allowed to say things is because of the insurrection. The reason they're power grabbing. Evil power grabbers. So anyway, there's been a little bit of hype about the possibility of if Trump runs again for president in 2024, that his VP could be Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis. My wife corrects me all the time. DeSantis. Okay, I said it right now. So that would be pretty awesome. I think we're done with Pence. I mean, he's a nice guy. But I like the fighter that DeSantis is. He's definitely doesn't seem to me to be part of the swamp donkey club. That would be a good ticket. I think Laura Trump is slated to potentially run in North Carolina as I'm trying to remember, senator. She'd crush it. Already paved the way for that. So there's things to look forward to. States can still push back against these federal edicts. Like Biden, remember he was on talking to George Stephanopoulos, from the the Galapagos Islands. I'm sorry. No, that would be Mitch McChina, the turtle. All right. He was on there and said, if you write a bunch of executive orders as Biden, then you'd be like a dictator. And that's the first thing he did when he got into office. Like, I don't know what number we're up to. Like last week, I read 42. That in like a few days, he made 42. So, some of them are memorandum, to be fair. You know, I don't want to be like the lion, the lion MSN, not lions, not roaring lions like MAGA. I mean, lying. Like, I don't want to be like the lying MSM and purposely say something wrong. It's eventual that you'll probably say something wrong if you're trying to report things. But honesty and integrity are virtues that these organizations sadly no longer have. But on a positive note, like I said, there's things to look forward to. The Lord is good. Try to get that memory verse, Isaiah 40:31. It's a good one. Mount up with wings as eagles. Run and not be weary. Those who wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is like stretching your patience. You know, but he rewards those who wait. And a lot of times, if you don't wait, you get in front of him and then you miss his best for you. Because he's got a plan for your life. All right. Now, my name is George Dunn. I'm a patriot like you're a patriot. I hope you guys enjoy the new logo and some of those voiceovers. My other friend did, my other friend jumping in and helping me out here, trying to make this a winning a show to collect and disseminate information to you all. And what I like to say is keep the faith, keep looking up, and give them heaven. I'm George Dunn, signing off until next time. Cheers, Patriots.